in slow motion. Here we go. We'll see if this will work this time. Let me adjust that just a little bit. Okay, there we go. All right, well, I can't get on my computer right now. My internet is down, so I'm streaming from my cell phone. And there's nothing I can do about it. I've checked the whatever's going on here. My wife said hers at home is the same way. So I don't know what is going on, but these people are going gaga nuts at the Capitol right now. And honestly, I believe it's nothing more than a psyop. That's what I believe it is. I think this is planned. I think this is heating up for a reason. Obviously, there's a lot of factors into that. The fact that all these judges keep dismissing true voter fraud is just making people go insane. Okay. And also there's an element of a psyop there. So there's people out there that have infiltrated this, that are causing this chaos. So there's some of those people out there. You have players out there. I think, let me see if I can get that straight a little bit. I think that Trump is pushing this. What did you expect if you gathered millions of people or hundreds of thousands, whatever the case may be, in D.C. while they're going to ignore, while the Congress and the Senate are going to ignore the voter fraud that is there? Many of them are. What's going to happen? Well, people are going to get ticked. You know, people are just going to get mad. And, you know, there's guns drawn on the House floor. You know, right there, people are hitting the deck. They're going to make it look like people who are mad about voter fraud are just the biggest bunch of terrorists ever. Meanwhile, don't forget that other government ops and other people that were there were doing the same thing. We're doing worse than that. Remember Antifa burning cities down? Remember the CIA psyop of cities being burned down? Of, you know, the BLM people that burnt Minneapolis down, all these people that did all this, but meanwhile some of these patriots are going a little nuts. PSYOP guys that come in there are going nuts too. You got guns drawn on the House floor. You got politicians hitting the deck. You have the makings of a huge chaos. Out of chaos that comes order. You got General Flynn, who is saying that Trump is going to, he just did an interview today, Trump is going to remain in office. And Trump declared an Emergencies Power Act, so he viewed the fraud that was going on. And they know exactly what they're doing, which, by the way, Flynn is part of the Flynn is part of the PSYOP. He's part of, I mean, he's a general in the U.S. military. Was a general in the U.S. military, knows full well how to run and organize a PSYOP and how to encourage it. Trump, meanwhile, is in the background and he is stoking the flames of it. Then he gets on his Twitter page and says the vice president won't do what he's supposed to do, which is going to cause what? It's going to cause the country to erupt even further by the planned PSYOP, by the planned controlled opposition, I'm not convinced yet that then you have Alex Jones in the mix, who's there, that says he was told to march on the Supreme Court by Trump. So you literally have all of this going on, you know, right in front. You know, yeah, Trump's telling people, but see, here's the mixed message. He's telling people, now support the Capitol Police. Don't riot and don't get violent and don't do this. Well, when you've already stoked them all up and you got them all stoked up, and then you got some players in there that aren't part of the team. I'm telling you. This is part of a game. It's a very deadly one. They cheated, and I guarantee you they cheated in this election. I guarantee you that Georgia election is nothing but a big cheat. I told you it was going to be. I told you they were going to cheat that in that election. It was all fake. It was all going to be done that way. They were going to do that. I don't know how long I'm going to stay on, just because I'm on my cell phone and I don't have unlimited data on my cell phone, so I'm not going to stream like for 2.5 hours on my cell phone. And I don't think, let me see if my internet's back on, I can switch. And it's still not on. Well, I mean, it's just not doing that well so far. So, you know, what's the deal? What's the outcome? Well, they're looking to start a war internally. I mean, you have the transition of power here that's supposed to go on. You also have Trump that's screaming about an unfair election, which he's right, it was. He's right, it was. It is unfair. And it was unfair. But they're not going to do anything about it. You know, they're not going to do anything to change it. So, who started the war inside? I have no idea. Who started the breaking into inside of the Capitol? Don't know. Didn't see it. You know? But the scene of seeing guns drawn on the Capitol floor is just embarrassing. You know, it's just absolutely embarrassing. You know, then they say they got bomb threats at the Capitol building. You know, you've got one guy's been shot, I guess. Trump saying never concede. McConnell says nation deserves better. So you have this, you got this back and forth that's going on. Then you got the Drudge Report, which is totally leftist propaganda now. I mean, totally leftist propaganda. Says here, report one was shot. Armed standoff, woman carried out covered in blood. Possible pipe bombs across DC. I don't know, man. It's getting kind of crazy. It's getting kind of crazy. So, well, yeah, it might be my phone losing connection. There's no internet anywhere, man. My internet here is not wanting to work. Yeah, it's just, it's not wanting to work. So I'm doing the best I can with what I have right now. Anyway, I'll tell you this, that this world is ever shifting and changing, and you and I better trust in the living God. You and I better have our hearts right with the Lord and know what's going on. Don't trust in America, patriotism, and all those other things. You better trust in the living God, and you better put your faith and trust in Christ and follow Him. And understand that all these are games that these people are playing. They're pushing the New World Order. They're pushing, all this is to push a New World Order. That's what this all is. And your hope needs to be built on nothing less than Jesus and His righteousness, Jesus' blood and His righteousness. Because this is going nowhere bad, nowhere quickly, but bad. And the amount of trust that people put in these politicians is just ridiculous. The amount of trust that they put into Trump and all this other stuff to lead people off a cliff. No, my data didn't run out. I barely used it. I don't even use most of my data every month. So, but I'm just telling you that, you know, we need to trust in the living God. We have our hearts right with God and understand that this world is ever shifting and changing. You know, and don't get caught up in the hype. Don't get caught up in the psyop. I see all these Christians saying, maybe it's time to go march on DC. Really? Maybe it's time that you preach the gospel. Maybe it's time that you preach the word of God. Maybe it's time that you stand up for holiness, righteous, separation, godliness. Maybe it's time that you stop worrying more about America and you worry more about your own spiritual walk with God. Maybe it's time that you follow the word of God closer. Maybe it's time that you preach the gospel to all these stinking patriots out there. Maybe it's time that we understand that there's no way any of these people could have claimed to have been Christians and could have fooled anybody if it wasn't for God's people not living for Jesus Christ. How about that? Why don't you think about that for a second? You got people more worried about being patriots than they are being Christians and following the Lord. Some of you want to fight for America, but I wonder, do you want to fight for Christ? And that's not with a gun or with a sword or with an Uzi or anything else. It's with the Word of God. Try doing that if China take, you know, let me tell you something about China taking this country. Let me tell you something about that. God's people thrived in history everywhere when they were persecuted. That's the facts. When God's people were persecuted, they rose, and there was more power in their preaching than anything else. Whenever God's people were persecuted and the church was persecuted, many people died, but many people were saved. Instead of living under a false profession and a false, comfortable lifestyle that we live in today. Too many people are quick to pick up a gun, but not quick to live for God, or quick to pick up a Bible and preach. When governments were against God's people, they thrived. God's people did. That's just the truth. Now I understand the issue of self-defense. And I get that. I'm not talking about self-defense. I'm talking about getting caught up in what's... I'm telling you, you know what they want? They want Christians to get... You know what they don't want? I'll show you what they don't want. Hang on a second. They don't want Christians marching with this. They don't want them preaching this. They don't want them living. They don't want churches to be fasting and living for God and people's lives being separated. They don't want that. You know what they want you to do? They want you to be foolish enough to go over there and think that you're gonna charge the Antichrist with a squirt gun. That's what they want. And I'm telling you, there's going to be a whole lot of people that are going to fall for that. That's what they're going to fall for it. They're going to fall for the psyop that Satan wants to get God's people completely distracted from living for God and from preaching the Word of God. They want them caught up on politics. They want them distracted with it completely. That's what they want. Exactly what they want. Who's hiding? I'm not hiding anywhere. I'm right in plain sight. Who's hiding? I haven't advocated hiding at all. The Bible says let you. I don't want to hide behind a gun and a Patriot movement either. Because that's what's going to happen. They're gonna press people so much. They're going to get caught up in the flesh. That's what Satan wants. He wants you to get caught up in all this. He wants you to get caught up in all this hype while they're playing games. That's what he wants to do. Listen to me. I'm going to tell you something right now. The juggernaut of the U.S. government is way too big for you to think a Patriot movement is going to take it over. You don't understand the spirit of Antichrist if you really think that. And that's just the truth. Because it is ran by the spirit of Antichrist. And you are not going to topple that. You're not going to topple that. You could gather the entire population together, but they won't because they're fluorided to death. You know what the hope is of anything? Is the gospel. The gospel is the hope of man. The preaching and teaching and living for God is the hope. The hope that we have. Not in a political system that has already been given over to Antichrist. It's been like that forever. All the right sparks. That's all it took was the right sparks. Right? It's of all these people. You have all these people that are coming together right now. Different factions. And they're trying to get God's people involved. Mm-hmm. So when you look at it, understand that that's what they want. That's what they desire. What can we do? Follow the Lord. Do right. But follow the Lord. Don't follow these politicians over cliff, man. You know, Alex Jones has been waiting for a long time to lead people over a cliff. And what happens in D.C. when that little agent provocateur is there? Right? That little agent provocateur is there leading all these patriots and all these people over a cliff. I said it years ago he was going to do it. Years ago. Well, he did it today. You know? So the best thing you and I can do is follow the Lord. Of course, Alex Jones is controlled opposition. Nobody votes for Ron Paul like that and backs Ron Paul and then completely changes to Trump like he did. When Ron Paul's platform and Trump's platform are completely two different things. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And they should have listened to those people when they had those objections. The judges just threw them all out, and it made people mad. It just did. It angered people. And you got guns drawn on the House floor. Good night. You gotta be kidding me. Democratic leaders call on Trump to demand protests stop. What? How come you liberals didn't command the protests to stop when they were burning down Minneapolis? Right in my stinking backyard, 30 miles away from here. You liberals didn't want them to shut it down then. They burnt the city, half the city down. See, it's all a big game. They didn't ask to stop it then. And these guys aren't even burning anything down. It's a few little agent provocateurs that are involved in it. But most of the people are just regular everyday people. Right, a few right-wingers get upset and it's, now it's time to shut it down. They didn't say that when they were burning every city down. Right? So, you know, really, you're never going to have the truth of what really happened. You're never going to know. You're never going to know what really happened with the election. You're never going to know what happened. You're never going to know how much they actually cheated in this Georgia election, because they did. I guarantee you they did. You're never going to know how much they cheated in the presidential election, because they'll never let it come to light. And from now on, every time you have an election, they're just going to invent their own ballots by mailing them in, and then they win every time. That's just the way it goes. So then what they'll really do is push like a voter ID by DNA type thing. That's what they're going to push. That way it can be free and fair. That's what they're going to do. Something along those lines. Which will take more freedom away from people. These actions border on sedition, says Biden. But not burning down whole cities didn't, though. No. Not burning down entire cities. That didn't. Just a big scam. The whole thing's just a big scam. So, you know what? The best thing you and I can do is follow the Lord. The best thing you and I can do is live for the Lord. The best thing you and I can do is preach the gospel when we can, where we can, and to who we can. Live for God, get the truth out to people. Stand up for what's right. The gospel saves and the gospel changes men's lives. And that's the answer. Because these people aren't really going to do right. None of them. They run a system where they get away with everything they want, where nothing stops them. They build their system up so strong that there's nothing that we can do to really combat that. Besides, the best thing we can do, and that's preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. And we're here. I plan on going out preaching with my guys this weekend. That's what I plan on doing. That's what I'm going to do. I ain't going to take the streets of D.C. I'm going to go take the streets with the gospel. Because what are we going to do? Stand in line with a bunch of homos? What are you going to do? Stand in line with a bunch of homos, a bunch of sodomites, a bunch of perverts? It just ain't happening, man. They know what they're doing. They know how they're doing it. And that's the best thing we can do. Am I giving up? No, I'm not. And I think that we should always do right. I'm not saying that we should just give up, walk away, and not do anything. What I'm saying is that our primary goal is to preach the gospel and to live for God and to be light and salt to a desperately wicked world. Right? I believe that. And I believe we ought to do what we can. But I don't know who Marcus Rogers is. I don't know who that even is. But that's the answer. The answer is get the truth out there to as many people as you can. Preach the gospel. Don't let these people drag you into this. Don't let them drag you in and sucker you into this. Just don't. You can be appalled and mad at sin and mad at the wickedness, and I am too. I've been telling people for years that they're all just a bunch of liars and they're all on the same team. So don't put your hopes in any of them because they're all on the same team. And when it's all said and done, there are people in positions to make sure things don't change already. Right? These people are in place to make sure things don't, like, all of a sudden, well, Pence won't do this. Or Attorney William Barr won't do this. Attorney General William Barr won't do this. Or such and such won't do this because they're there so it doesn't happen. Do you understand? Do you see what I mean? They are there so it doesn't happen. That's why they're there. They have gatekeepers in every place to make sure nothing really changes. If you do a snapshot, everything that Trump accomplished was by executive order and will be reversed by executive order. So a lot of it was just a lot of smoke and mirrors. I know people don't want to hear that. And I got friends that don't want to hear that. They don't like that. My dad don't like that. All right? My dad don't like that. He's that 70-year-old. He comes from that era. And I get it. And there's a lot of guys like that. They believe Trump is the man and he's the one. And I'm telling you, nothing really changed. They're all a bunch of devils. You know, so that's what they push. It's just people held out for some kind of hope with that. And it's not what God's called us to. It's not where God's called us to put our trust in. I'm not saying that we don't do something if we can, but God doesn't call us to put our trust in these people. Right? Because they don't even follow the rules. None of them do. Oh, great. Nordham sending Virginia National Guard and state troopers. Oh, I bet. That guy's going to love to do that. Everybody's playing their part, aren't they? Congress members evacuated. Are you serious? Some dude is sitting up at the speaker's podium. Are you trying to tell me that you believe these are just plain Trump supporters? I don't believe that. I don't believe these guys are just Trump supporters sitting at the speaker's desk and doing all this stuff. I don't believe that. I don't. I don't believe that's who that is. See, it's all a big game is what it is. See, rioters take Nancy Pelosi's desk. Well, you gotta admit that that's a little funny. That right there is a little funny. Man, there's people. They got pictures of all these people. Hey, wait. Violence and mob rule, says Rand Paul. Violence and mob rule is wrong and un-American. It will not bring about election reform. Today's mayhem sets back any intelligent debate for a generation. Just stop it. Well, sure it does. I agree with him there. But here's the thing. These people, President-elect, I call on President Trump to go on national television now to fulfill his oath and defend the Constitution, demand an end of this. See, they're all of them are playing a game. All of them are part of the game. They all have their parts. So you got Alex Jones in there. You got the Hegelian dialectic, you got both sides, you got the antagonist, the protagonist, you got all these people that are part of the game. You can't even look at some of these websites because they got stinking women on the sides of them, a bunch of perverts. But anyway. Who knows? Who knows where it's going? All I know is that the best thing you can do is not jump on board it. That's the best thing you can do. Wait a minute. So Biden urges Trump to give national address condemning violence. Well, where was the condemning of violence when they burnt Minneapolis down? Where was the condemning of violence when Portland, Oregon was being controlled by a bunch of gangbangers? Boy, that's kind of weird, isn't it? See, it's all part of the show, all part of the game. Crazy times, man. Anyway, what can we do? We can continue to live for God. Don't get part of the don't give yourself over to these games. Don't give yourselves over to those things. Yeah, Antifa, BLM, all those people ran freely through the streets and did whatever they wanted to. All this is mess with people's mind. Right? That's all it is. Give yourself over to the gospel. Love your family. Love your church. Pray for one another. Pray for God's people. Get out and witness. Preach the word. Get out and give people the truth. All these people are just, a lot of these people doing what they're doing is just controlled opposition. It's all it is. It's all it is. And all they're going to do is just make God's people look bad. It's all they're going to do. All of it's a big psyop waiting to happen. So don't get caught up in it. Get caught up in the gospel. And just pray for your nation. Pray for the country. It needs it badly. Our country needs prayer. So that's my advice, is to get in the scriptures. Get in the word of God. Tell people the truth. getting caught up in all the hype of that nonsense. I have, by the way, if I did go to DC, if I was there right now, I would have a van full of guys with half mile halers and King James Bibles preaching the word of God. That's what I'd be doing if I was in DC. I would not be locking hands with all those guys there. No, I'd have found a crowd and I'd have been preaching to all of them if I was in DC. That's what I'd be doing in DC right now. You wouldn't catch me being a pastor locking hands with Alex Jones and locking hands with all the patriots. I'd be preaching to them, telling them you better repent and believe the gospel, because you're going to wave that American flag all the way to hell. You're going to die and go to hell if you don't repent and believe the gospel. I'd preach to the crowd. I'd preach to the protesters if I was there. That's what I'd be doing. Not lock and step and being a part of their protest. I'd be there because there's a crowd there to preach to, and I'd preach the Bible to them. And I'd have all of our men preaching the Bible to them. And we'd be calling all of them to repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. No, I don't think I'd be locking hands with Greg Locke. I'd be preaching the Bible to him. That's what I'd be doing if I was at a protest like that. Not joining and locking hands with all those other people. Why? Because I'd be there to preach the word to them. And that's what we should be doing. I have no desire to lock hands with those people. Not that I think they're bad people or whatever, besides being depraved. But that's what we should be doing. I'd be preaching to the Republicans and the Congress and the senators and patriots and all these other people. Yep. Because that's what they need. That's the answer. Because you get a holy people, and a holy people will elect holy people. Just like the Great Awakening, and just like Schubel Stearns, just like those men. Men like Patrick Henry and other men like that. That's the kind of men that you produce. Some people want to fight for the American dream, but the gospel is what's needed. That's exactly what's needed. Yep, they are deluded. They absolutely are. Unfortunately. So anyway, you better be on the gospel train and not the Trump train. That's the train to be on. Some might say, well, I could be on both. Well, maybe, but look where that Trump train's heading. You find holy people to vote for. Ones that get saved. Ones that love the Lord. Ones that are sold out and sanctified to Jesus Christ. That's where you get them. How do you think this country was founded? With holy people like that. Greg Locke is some adulterer that left his wife and married his secretary while he was pastoring a church. That's just the truth, friend. I'm telling you, what God's people need to get back to is not trusting the arm of flesh. We need to work for the night is coming. We need to be serious about our walk with the Lord. Be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. That's what God's people need to do. We need to remember why we were so blessed in this nation for so long. That's what we need to do. We need to remember. Now, and I'm speaking to God's people, not I'm speaking to God's people, people that are saved by the grace of God. That's what God's people need to do. It's God's people that need to walk with him and to live for him. It's God's people that need to be the light and the salt. We're the peculiar people. We're supposed to be the holy nation. That's us. That's God. So distracted by this world and so distracted by the things of this world, entertainments, amusements, and everything. And God just stripped them all away. The football, all the other things. A lot of people did all that stuff. It's just gone by the wayside. All the big sporting events, all these other big things that people used to be a part of. All of it just like stripped away. Yep, and Fox News just called it for that Ossoff guy. These people. That's right. Then you'll have peace about just moving on and living for God and not getting caught up. It's easy to get caught up, man. I'm telling you, it is. But remember, the Bible says the God of this world. He runs this system. He runs it. And that's the direction that it's all going. So you and I just need to stick by the stuff, stick by the book. Raise our families, live for God. Do whatever we can, right? But at the end of the day, it's living for Christ. That's what we have to do. That's what God wants. That's what God's commanded us to do. I mean, you're telling me that this guy wins by less than 1%. 50.3 versus 49.7. It's not even 1%. So, anyway, this is the witchcraft. This is the world we live in. All right, everybody. Hang in there and trust the Lord. I know what I'm doing tonight. I'm going to church and preaching the Bible. I'm going to live for God and preach and teach the truth to people. I'm going to understand this whole, all the governments of the world is a beast system. In Revelation chapter 13, right? Tells us in all the world, and the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. That's these end time government. That's the Antichrist. I know it's not quite there yet, but it's on the way. And they worshipped the dragon which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, them that dwell in heaven. So it's coming. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. I don't know, Carl. I'm not sure how far I'll get into the book of Joshua. I'm not sure. And to overcome them, power is given unto him. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Don't fall for these people. Follow the Lord. Just live for God. Amen. Trust the Lord. These people are evil. They're going to do evil things. God's just showing us that we need to get back to the book. God's people need to get back to trust in him. They need to get back to, they need to stop compromising like they did with Trump. Right? They need to stop compromising like they did with Trump. That was a big compromise. So, anyway,